Hey, we're just about to close for the day, so if it's not something simple, I'm not going to be able to make it. Oh, hey, it's you. I always have time for my favorite customer. So, what brings you into Kitsune Cafe so close to closing time? I'm used to seeing you in the afternoon for your usual sandwich and drink. I won't lie, I was a little heartbroken when you didn't show up today. I had just assumed you'd gotten sick or maybe you gotten stuck at work or something. Guess you were just saving me for an after-work treat. How nice. So what can I get you? Do you want your usual pup? Puppy? Puppy, can you hear me? Hey. Hey, listen, it's going to be all right. I'm right here. Here. Putting my arm underneath you. There we go. Let's get you to one of the booths. You seem a little out of it. That's it. Lean on me as much as you need. I can take it. I'm a big girl. Almost there. Just another few steps. There we are. Get yourself situated. I'm going to lock up early to give you some privacy. Before you even think about starting. I was about to close in 10 minutes anyway. You're not imposing. I insist. There we are. Do you need anything else while I'm up? At least let me get you some water. How long have you been feeling like this? A few hours? And it never thought to cross your mind to go home and get some rest? You're working yourself to the bone, puppy. For a company that doesn't even care about you. If you're feeling sick, you should take the day off. The office is going to survive for one day without you there. Here, I'll take a sip. It's the nice bottled water from my private stash under the counter. You're welcome for giving you the good shit instead of the tap. Taking a seat next to you in the booth. This is okay, right? I just wanted to double check. It's not like I get this close to the customers every day. You're the only person I've ever broken my rules for. Then again, I also haven't ever had a customer come in looking like you, so there is a first time for everything. Placing the back of my hand to your forehead. Holy shit. You're burning up. Are you warm? All right, that's good at least. Means you don't have a fever. But then that means the only other reason for these symptoms would be your heat. I thought it was required that all hybrids take their suppressants every day, you know, to avoid situations like this from happening. Did you forget them this morning? If you took them, then you shouldn't be feeling like this. You know, let's see if you're experiencing any of the other symptoms of heat, because maybe I'm just misdiagnosing it. It's not like I'm a doctor or anything. I'm just a fox girl who owns a cafe that you really like. Not even a real kitsune. I just thought the name sounded catchy. And I was right, Kitsune Cafe. But all right, I'm trying to remember back in school all those questions you used to see in the nurse's office. You know, to determine if you were actually in heat and needed to be sent home. Oh my god. The first one, it was something like, are you in pain? Does it hurt at all? So describing it as an ache instead of a pain isn't helping your case. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad does it hurt? Shit. That's in the range for heat. Okay. Let me see your hands. Hold them out. Are you shaking? Those are definitely not steady. Do you think you would be able to hold something in them right now? Or you can just grab my hand and start rubbing yourself against it, I guess. Your brain's feeling a bit hazy, isn't it? It almost hurts to form a thought besides how good I smell sitting next to you, or that ache you're beginning to feel. At least you're answering honestly with me. All the signs are pointing towards you going into an early heat, but that really shouldn't be happening. That was an issue when suppressants first came on the market over a decade ago, but this type of thing isn't supposed to happen. Not anymore, at least. They've gotten better over the years. You're not using a homemade suppressant, are you? Everything. Okay. So, as you may or may not know, homemade heat suppressants are really quite dangerous. They rarely go right and usually end up making the future heat a lot worse for the person. You didn't make your own heat suppressants, right? Do you think you can just cozy up next to me and act all cute to get yourself out of this? You decided to try to make your own suppressants in this day and age, didn't you, puppy? No wonder you're acting like this. You can't help yourself. Your body is running on pure instincts at this point. You're trying to find the nearest available mate to take the edge off as the throbbing becomes more of a distraction. Inhaling the scent of coffee and bread, you nuzzle closer, enjoying the physical contact. This is why you didn't show up at lunch. If I had seen you like this, I would have told you to go home and take care of yourself. And that's not what you wanted to hear. You wanted my help with this heat, didn't you? If you had wanted my help, you could have just asked me, puppy. You didn't have to do this elaborate scheme and put yourself in danger. In your current state, anyone could have walked by and taken advantage, and you wouldn't have been able to stop them. You're not in the right headspace. Your instincts would welcome it, if anything. Happy for a distraction. Something to soothe the fiery ache that is starting to burn inside you. It's an all-consuming need that is in the back of your mind, not letting you think about anything else. The more you try to distract yourself, the worse it gets before you just have to give in. I'll admit, I'm flattered you would come to me first. I didn't realize you thought of me like that. I assumed you only thought of me as your barista, but it seems you've been harboring a little crush on me, puppy. So glad to see this whole feelings for each other isn't one-sided, because you coming into my store nearly every day, that was the best part of my day, too. It would be an honor to help you through your heat, puppy. That is why you came to me, isn't it? Then relax. Let me do what I do best and take care of my favorite customer. Your clothes come off easily as you practically jump to get out of them. The fabric has only felt restrictive since you started to sink into your heats. Not sure how no one noticed how far gone you were at work. Just kind of eagerly doing as you're told because you can't really think for yourself. It's okay, puppy. You don't need to. Let mommy do it for you. Unzipping my pants and pushing them down. You're greeted with the bulge in my panties. Your mouth goes dry as you try to grind against it. The throbbing between your thighs gets harder to ignore as I take off your underwear. My nails scratch against the delicate skin, causing a slight noise to escape. Rocking into the sensation, you just want any kind of relief you can get. The cost doesn't matter, does it? No. I don't know how you manage to do an entire day of work like this, puppy. If I was your superior, I would have sent you home. So obvious that you can't take care of yourself anymore. Too far gone to your heat. You need mommy's help more than ever. My hand presses against your sensitive part as you grind against it, seeking any kind of relief you can get. Starting to realize what I meant when I said homemade suppressants only make your heat worse. Every touch feels like your nerves are on fire. It feels too good, doesn't it? Then keep your eyes on me. Moving lower. Leaving a trail of goosebumps in my wake. You watch as my mouth gets lower. Finally reaching what I want. My mouth wastes no time attaching and starting to suck. So warm against you, my tongue weaves patterns. You taste delicious, pup. It feels so good against my lips. Mm. Dropping my head back and forth. You can't tear your eyes from my touch. My tail flicks wildly behind me. Meanwhile, you continue to moan as my tongue takes you apart. Working you just right. Oh, that's it, puppy. Let it all out. The more you moan, the more I want to take you apart. You rock your hips against my face, trying to get more attention and feeling. You get what I give you, and you're happy for even that much attention. My tongue starts to pay more attention to your hole, darting in and out. Just listen to those sounds. You're so close already. Opening you up for my cock, making sure you're wet enough to take it all. Just listen to you. Getting closer with every swipe of my tongue. Are you going to be a sweet little pup and show me how amazing my mouth feels? Are you going to come from my tongue alone? I can hear how close you're getting the more my tongue fucks you. Coming apart so quickly. How adorable. You buck against me. I'm trying to take it deeper, to feel my tongue even further inside you. So adorable how desperate you can get, puppy. That's it. Let it all out. Do whatever feels good. It only gets me hotter to see you like this. I can practically taste your needs. Why don't you let go, puppy? It's clear you need to come. Don't fight it. Be a good pup and come for mommy. Look at you. Such a good puppy. Think you're ready for my cock, don't you? Standing up and repositioning you in the booth. You feel my body on top of yours, covering you completely. My cock just outside your entrance, teasing the sensitive hole. You just came, but that doesn't stop your body from sending more pleasure to your brain. Your hole flutters around the head, trying to take it in, but I simply don't push. Instead, I watch your breathing settle. Watch as you start to squirm in your denial. If I didn't know any better, I would think you've been denied for weeks. Poor little puppy. It seems your heat is really starting to take over. Poor little thing. It's a good thing mommy knows exactly what to do to fix it. Oh, can taste your happiness, puppy. Not very good at hiding what you want, are you? Keening against me. You barely control the sounds that you make. Such a loud little thing. It's cute. I like it. I don't want you to ever stop making those sweet noises. Let them all out, puppy. They make mommy so happy. You can tell from how my cock is twitching inside you. Oh, I know, pup, I know. It just feels so good to finally be filled. That ache that you were feeling was because you were empty, huh? Yeah. It's not healthy for a puppy to be empty during heat. It just doesn't sit right with me. Not when I have a cock that can take the edge off and make you feel better. No thought in that head of yours besides how good it feels to finally be full. To finally have something inside you. You're not sure how you made it. You're just happy to be split open on the favorite. You're just happy to be split open on your favorite fox barista, aren't you? So tight, you're already making me tongue tied. You just feel so good. Guess I didn't realize how much a puppy in heat would affect me. If I had known you were interested in me, I would have asked you out a few weeks ago so we could have spent this heat together properly. Not fucking in my cafe after hours. As it turns out, Mommy is going to have to fuck you through your first heat before asking you on a proper date. You don't seem to mind, not when you're filled like this, rocking your hips against me. Oh, yes. You feel my hands start to wind in your tail. Starting to pull it. You can't help but yelp in pleasure. It feels so good to be claimed like this, doesn't it? My cock aiming for that bundle of nerves inside you. You reach down and start touching yourself, trying to stroke yourself to the same beat of my thrusts. It feels like too much. Instantly clamping around me. Is overstimulation already starting to set in? Oh, had no recovery for coming. Just started to get fucked by a cock again. And now it's going to be too much as your hand furiously rubs against yourself. That's it, pup. That's what Mommy wants to see. You're going to come a second time before I even come once, aren't you? Heat makes everything feel that much better as you get closer to the edge. You're all clenching and unclenching wildly around my cock as you get closer. Nothing on your mind besides how good it feels to have my cock inside you. How badly you want to come. Don't fight it, puppy. You want to let go, don't you? It's okay, pup. You have Mommy's permission. You can come again. I'm not going to stop fucking into you until I come. So you can come as many times as you need. I'm not going to stop until I fuck you, fool. Once I come inside you, then I'll take you back to my place where we can fuck properly. Not in some dirty booth in my cafe, where strangers are passing by just outside the curtains. Better be careful where you place your hands, or else someone is going to see. The louder you get, the more likely some stranger on the street is going to hear you. Just look at you, coming at that thought. Oh, you couldn't even hold it back. Tightening around my cock, almost enough to make me come on the spot. But I keep going, keep fucking into you. Do you know why? Why I can keep going? Why I'm able to fuck you through your second orgasm as you struggle to even breathe? Because in the time it takes for me to come once, you've already come twice. You're so easy, pup. You're probably going to come from a third time, aren't you? Oh, I think you are. You might even come for a fourth time, knowing you. Shaking underneath me. My hips don't slow down. Your hand has stopped touching yourself, and instead you lay there, pliantly taking what you are given. Soft sounds escape your lips as you whine. Your hips rock towards me, trying to take it deeper, causing you to gasp. Oh, it feels so good. Too good. You don't know what you want. You know you just want more of it. Maybe less of it. It's a good thing it's not your decision. It's Mommy's. And Mommy is going to keep fucking you with her cock until she fills you up. A fresh dose of cum should be enough to take the edge off. I'll be able to take you home with minimal stares. And then I'll be able to take care of you properly. This is just a little quickie to take the edge off, isn't it? Oh, barking in agreement. You feel me pull your tail again. And how about you tie it around my cock? Pliantly taking whatever you're given. Ugh, what a good puppy. Making mommy so proud. Ugh. Yes. Oh, that's it. Your hand presses against the cold window as you feel my hand move between our bodies. Starting to touch you again, you let out a whine, trying to get away from the sensation. It's too much this time as you barely catch your breath. Too far gone to your heat. You just want to be bred full. Want to feel my cum inside you, coating your walls. You want me to breed you, knock you up like a proper puppy. It's what your instincts are telling you that you need to do. It's how you stay a good pup. You want to make mommy proud, right? Oh. You love making mommy happy, even if it is at your own expense, like right now. Tears start to streak down your face from constant stimulation. You don't know what you want. Just know that you want to feel good. You want the edge to be taken off. That's exactly what mommy is doing for you, puppy. Just trust me. I've got you. I'm not going anywhere, pup. Oh, your third orgasm quickly approaches as my hand continues to stroke you. You're so quick to come. You really don't have any control over yourself, do you? So curious to see if you're like this outside of heat, too. There's only one way I'm going to find out. Going to need to fuck you through your heat and then a few times out of it, just to make sure. You like that thought, don't you? Look at you. Look so fucking good split open on my cock. You moan as my cock brushes against that bundle of nerves again. Oh, yes. Right fucking there. It's almost painful as more tears streak down your face. Oh, yes. Oh, you're so fucking sexy like this. Completely undone and off me. Such a good puppy. Going to come with me this time, aren't you? Make mommy proud, pup. You can do it. I know you want to. You're so close to the edge. Just teetering on it. You don't need to hold back. Don't fight it. Let go for mommy, pup. Oh, please. Let go and come. Come with me. You did such a good job. Took it all so well. Made mommy feel so good. What a sweet little pup. How are you feeling? You look more like how I'm used to you looking after coming a few times. Can you think a bit clearer? That's good. I mentioned bringing you back to my place and taking care of you there. I'm unsure if you have anyone or anything at home that can help you through this, but I figured I would offer as a friend. I get the feeling that you're kind of a loner, considering how you came to me for your heat before anyone else. Is that a correct guess? Then why don't you come home with me and I'll take care of you for the next few days? Don't worry about the cafe. I'll get some of my other employees to take care of things for a few days. That's why I hired them. So get dressed. We have a few days to spend together.